We've talked about the Fab Four. Now let's talk about the pre-Fab Four, as they're called, the Monkees. You became quite close with one of the Monkees, Davy Jones.
Well, you know, David was in London doing the show Oliver. When he was quite young, I think it was 14, he was an apprentice jockey, taking horses out in early in the morning and running them around the track, getting them ready for the races. And while he was there, there was some producer had a horse there that Dave was taking care of, and he told him that he should go and get an audition for this show, Oliver. He'd probably do very well in it, which he did. He went into London and got this audition, and he ended up playing the Artful Dodger in Oliver. And from there, he came over to New York and did it on Broadway. Well, I had met him in London, and then when he came over here, he luckily got an audition for this group, the Monkees. Actually, they were looking for people. And because he was like a good-looking young guy, and he was small, and he had a lot of personality, which he does, and he's quite a good athlete. He's a great soccer player. He got chosen. I met him before, and then he came to Louisville and called me up and came to the radio station. We kept in contact all the time. When I got married, I came out to California to live. I stayed at his home for about 8 weeks because he was going to Japan, Australia. It was sort of my honeymoon there. And we've been friends ever since. He came from California to Louisville to be my best man at my wedding, which was great. And the whole young generation met him at the airport. And it was a difficult time for some of us to get out of the house, you know. But it all worked out fine. We had a police escort. Took us to the church on time.
Now, what year was that you got married?
I got married in 69, I think it was, yeah.
Were you still at WKLO at the time?
I was, yeah. In California, I had a few friends that I knew, and I got involved with a gentleman that was just going to open a brand new men's clothing store, which was a very hip store. We became quite friends, and I went to help him out and finished up staying with him for some time.
Now, you married a girl from the Louisville area, didn't you?
I did. Actually, she was born in Louisville, but grew up in New Albany, Indiana. And she was quite talented, too. As a matter of fact, she's still there working in theater. When she was younger, she was a model and then got into the acting field. And the wonderful thing is that my daughter, I have a daughter named Heather, she went into the theater business. She's done very well. And right now, she's doing the choreography for South Pacific.
Going back to your radio career, you also worked for a couple of other radio stations besides WKLO in Louisville.
Yes, I did. I worked for WINN, which was sort of middle of the road. But I wasn't there long. I was there about maybe a year. And then I got offered a position with WAKY, which was the other top 40 station. You know, it's been so long now, I can't remember the guys that were there that I was working with.
Do you remember what shifts you were working?
Yes, it was mainly night shifts between 7 and 11. Sometimes we would sit in for other people or whatever. You know how that goes when you're shorthanded or whatever.
Now, you left Louisville, I guess, around 1970 and went to California.
Right.
Did you ever have any desire to get back into radio?
Well, in California, it was a little different. Things had changed in the laws and the rulings. I wasn't an American citizen then, so it was rather difficult trying to get a position out here. I did get offered one shot that was in San Diego, but I got tied up here in L.A. with David Jones, and then I eventually took this job on which I told you about in the clothing business. So I passed on it, you know. I never went looking for a radio job after that.
So you've been in the clothing business pretty much since 1970?
Yes, yeah.
And you live in Marina Del Rey, California now.
Right. And it's very nice here. Of course, the Marina is a lovely place. You know, Los Angeles is quite a city, you know. There's a lot going on, what with music and fashion and the celebrities and the movies and all this. We're up at the high-end area, and we do deal with the studios and a lot of celebrities and the people in these areas, such as Malibu and Brentwood and Westwood. There's a lot of money people in those areas, so we do very good business.
Now, I want to ask you about making the transition from the clothing business, which I could imagine is not that exciting when you were working in Louisville in the mid-60s, to going to work for a number one radio station, or soon-to-be number one radio station, WKLO.
Right.
I can imagine that there was a little difference in what you were doing.
Well, there was. You know, this friend actually got me set up with this job. Actually, it was fun for me then. I wasn't intending on staying in it there at that time. I was going to move on across America. because I hadn't seen it all yet. Once I met up with Mitch Michael and met him a few times and then met the general manager and the sales reps in that station, they were all sort of excited for their station as well as for me. And I got along with everybody. I never had a problem that way. Mitch was very good. He got me working with him and then with Jack Gallo. And it was a great time to be in radio then. It really was. It was exciting. There was always something going on. There was always some new group. There was a lot of local groups that used to come to the station. And then I used to have school students come to the station on certain days to talk and come on the air and ask to play a record for their school. Then I was getting into the children's hospitals there, and I was out there with the community. Mind you, you know, we were all a little different there because we had long hair, we had these mod clothing, and a lot of people at first didn't really care for people with long hair at that time. That really didn't bother me. Most people were great. I mean, I'd walk into a restaurant, and before I knew it, someone would come up and ask for an autograph, or the manager was very nice and always made sure I was okay. I mean, you had all those little extras going for you, and the people in Louisville were always very nice. And I used to get phone calls on the air. I used to hear from the hospitals when the nurses want me to play music for them, the fire stations, and all those things. So it was very nice.
What was your favorite thing about working at WKLO?
The favorite thing was just getting on the air and chatting to the people. It was a great rapport, and we had some people with great senses of humor, and the staff were great. Mostly everybody got along pretty good. The salesmen loved me because they were out there selling me, and Bill Bailey. And Bill Bailey was a funny guy. Bill would really have you in stitches, you know, if you listened to him. And he had a great dry sense of humor, as we say in England. And he was very quick on it, you know. Most things were when we would get the groups come by and come in sitting on the radio with me and talk. That was great. We'd always have fun there.
Who was your favorite group to work with?
Well, I worked with quite a few. The Monkees were fun guys. They had a lot of fun. They were always playing, you know. I don't think they took themselves too serious, which was fine. And then, of course, the Beatles were great. When people ask me about the time, that period, and how they were, you know, when you think about it, where they came from in Liverpool, they didn't have a great education. They were very, very quick. I mean, Lennon was very brilliant. He had sort of like a sarcastic sense of humor, but he was very quick. When the press would ask him something, he would come back real quick with an answer. Paul was really a great guy. And if someone said to you, what do you think of the Beatles? I would say, well, you know, they were four young guys who carried their success very well. And they did. And here they are today, still up there, still out there, where many years ago, some of the top crooners, it said they won't be around in 6 months. And those guys had to eat their words because they'd end up singing their song when you think of yesterday and songs like that. But they proved that they could change with the times, which they did. You know, I did meet up with George about a year before he passed away. He was in the store I was working for, and he was buying something, and he saw me, and he kept looking at me. So eventually I went over, and I said, George, I must say hello to you. I don't know if you're going to remember. I'm Ken Douglas. I was with you on the tour in 66. You know, he gave me a big smile and a hug. He said, you know, I thought I recognized you. I kept looking at you, so I had a nice little chat with him. And I met George's father a few years ago when he came to L.A. And Ringo, last year I bumped into him. He came into our store with his wife, Barbara Bach. And the same thing happened. He kept checking me out, and he came over, and then I expressed to him who I was. And, you know, it was wonderful to get that handshake and the hug, you know. It was great.
Looking back on all the things that you've done over your years on this planet, how does the WKLO experience and those years in Louisville rate up to the rest of your life?
Oh, I think they were number one. It was a great time in my life. It was a great opportunity, and I got it. Thank God I got it at the time. Everyone was wonderful. I met great people there. Yeah, that's a great happening in my life. I never dreamed that I would be doing something which I'd never worked in before. And it proves to people that you can take a shot at something and do well, especially young people that are growing up and are not too sure where they're going. It was very exciting years. It was a good time. There was a lot going on with music, fashion, and politics, and the Vietnam War. Great, great period, really. There'll never be another one like it. And you know what? I don't think, with all the music that's going on today, I don't think there will ever be music like there was in the 60s. There was so much going on, and there were so many young artists out there that had a lot of talent. Some of them lasted, some only had one hit. You never heard of them again. I mean, here we have the Rolling Stones out there. They're 60s performing still. You know, it's amazing. And people fill the stadiums to go and see them. So they must have been doing something right.